Welcome to the Women Living Well After 50 podcast. I'm Sue Long Carrick and I'm passionate about inspiring, motivating, supporting and informing women over 50 to embrace this exciting time of life. Health and wellness in mind, body and spirit are the foundations for living well, but there is so much more to a life well lived. Each week through conversations with my guests, I'll be presenting topics that will help us all to live well and enjoy life. So join me as we discover new ways to become women living well after 50. Are you ready to start living? What are you waiting for? Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the Women Living Well After 50 podcast. I'm Sue Long Carrick and it's lovely to have you join me. Now, as we age, we tend to start taking a step back from life. Or some of us can, and we feel that we don't have the energy or the strength to live life to the full. But did you know that we can use our age as a superpower? My guest today, PJ Wren, is a dedicated certified personal trainer, fitness instructor and coach for women over 40, and she's been doing that for over three decades. She's seen through that time the incredible benefits of weightlifting. Now in her 50s, she's more convinced that strength training is essential to stay awesome as we age. Being physically strong not only helps us maintain an active and fulfilling lifestyle later in life, but also gives us a sense of confidence and empowerment. But she suggests that women often underestimate our own strength, but with consistent strength training, we can show ourselves just how capable and powerful we are. Currently, PJ is a CEO of two incorporations, Fitness with PJ, which has a large YouTube audience and online programs for women over 40 and women with osteoporosis, and Over 50 Fitness, which is an on-demand health and fitness platform for men and women over 50. So let's go and join the conversation and find out how we can use our age as our superpower. Welcome, PJ. It's lovely to have you join me as a guest on the Women Living Well After 50 podcast.
Thank you for having me, Sue.
Well, I was reading your bio and you've been in the business for over three decades and you're certainly well credentialed and you've written articles for publications and so forth. So you really know your stuff when it comes to helping women and men, I know, to stay fit and strong as we age. Now, before we get started, I just wondered if you could share with the listeners a little bit about your background and your story and how you came to be where you are today.
You're right. I have been around the block or two. I've been in the industry. This is my 30th year, so longer than I haven't been in the industry. Funny enough, I solely started the career thinking that I would just get paid to do fitness and continued taking courses and more education and just ended up loving it and branched off to operating studios, managing other people's fitness gyms, moving to cardiac rehab with one of our largest hospitals here in Vancouver, Canada, hanging out with people much smarter than me, learning from them. And then I launched my own string of studios, and including personal training studios. And then the pandemic happened. And I had already one foot on the online space, a kind of fledging YouTube channel that, it was doing all right. And it was specific for women over 40. And March 16th, we were mandated here in Canada to shut down our studios. And I went all in with the online space. And, here we are 4 years later, the YouTube channel has well over 100,000 women. We have a membership site. And then 3.5 years ago, we launched a fabulous fitness platform and app called Over 50 Fitness. And it's been a fun, wild, hard work ride.
Yes, actually, I found that one of the positives about the pandemic, and here in Australia, I think we were one of the longest countries to stay in lockdown for the longest period. I think that one of the positives was that people did discover online, and a lot of trainers moved their business to the online world because it's so convenient for both, isn't it? I mean, you can for people who want to stay fit, there's no excuse. You just get up and you can just go online. You haven't got to worry about trying to find a gym and that sort of thing.
And
And
that's why we launched Over 50 Fitness, because I found with the pandemic, my over 40 crowd, like you said, purchased all the equipment. Got used to the convenience of being at home, learned how to be online. That was a stopping point for many before the pandemic.
yes.
And now, with everything opened, they still wanted to reap the benefits of all that. There are still many in our community, for example, that still go to one or two classes for that community aspect, but the
Yes.
majority of their training has still stayed within their homes because, as you mentioned, they have the equipment. And you can work out anytime. You don't have to have your socks matching. You don't have to shave your legs. It doesn't matter what you look like, right? So
Yeah.
there are so many convenient factors to training at home. So what we've tried to do over at Over 50 Fitness is also try to develop that community aspect, which we'll talk about later in this podcast, how important that is as we age.
Yes. And I think that is important, the community. I know you suggested that you've got some that do maybe go to the physical classes, but then they combine that with the online. And I think that's a great combination, actually, because you go to the physical class, you're meeting other people who are like-minded, and you're being motivated that way. And then you've got the convenience of, well, I can't get to more than two classes a week, but I can still work out from home. So that's a great combination. Now, the subject we're talking about today is a topic that you raised, and that is using age as our superpower. And I think that's a great topic to talk about because many women in particular, oh, and men, but because my audience is mainly women, I think we find that as we get older, we're sort of some of us take a step back from life, and we feel that we can't do things or we shouldn't be doing things. And yet here you are using our age as a positive thing and saying that it's our superpower. So that's what I want to really talk about today. And I want to hand over to you to sort of talk a bit about that, and then I can come in with different questions as we go along. So how do we use our age as a superpower?
Well, now that I'm in my mid-50s, what I have seen with myself, in addition to our community at Over 50 Fitness, is that the more years we've lived, the greater our wisdom. So we have this wisdom now, so that in fitness I have seen has translated to different goals. So we're not in our 20s or 30s where we're trying to chase those last 10 pounds. Perhaps we are trying to lose some weight as we're older, but we're wiser now and we recognize that there are other greater things in play than trying to lose those last 10 pounds. So when we recognize that, all of a sudden now we're able to achieve these smaller goals. As simple as we just had one somebody on our private Facebook page, they were ecstatic that they were able to lift their carry-on luggage without the guy next to her asking to help on her own in the airplane. So those little wins every day set us up for more motivation to keep going with our fitness. So it's that wisdom that's going to reconnect us with new goals and I think more achievable goals. And as we know, whenever we succeed at something, man, that gets the fire going and we just want to keep going. So I find that those that are over 50 actually achieve their goals far better than the younger people that I used to train. And this is from 30 years experience in multiple online and in-person studios. The next thing that happens as we get older is not necessarily that it's our superpower, but we now have more time to devote to our wellness and our health. So when we're in our 20s, we're building our career, 30s, family, 40s, we might be taking care of aging parents, 50s and beyond, you know, we can turn that focus now on us. So that's a really super cool aspect of being older. And then we take that other, you know, that other aspect I just talked about redefining our goals, and now we have more time to work on the goals that really matter so that we continue seeing results. We also have so much more research available to us that have used older adults in their research when it comes to health and fitness. When I first started in the industry, so that was what, 1994, really the only research a lot of us could get our hands on were research taken from young males, usually college, and you know how they respond, their blood sugars respond to exercise, or how their muscles and bones respond. And as you know, we get older, our bodies change, and then you know there's the gender difference as well. So now we've got all this information, all of this cool research that they've done with postmenopausal women and the effects that strength training has on both our muscles, our bones, our brain health, and our ability to live stronger and longer. So we can now have that wisdom of age, as well as the muscles that we had in our 20s and 30s. So we can have the best of both worlds. And then the final factor that we see in our community is when you're older, you tend to be more patient and you listen to your body. And I know that for myself, I was the most impatient 30-year-old in the world. Now I'm slowing things down, enjoying my journey a lot more in my fitness. And that is giving me more enjoyment again, instead of chasing those last 10 pounds. So I really am super excited to age. And when others aren't as excited about that, we can turn them around if we get them moving. And, you know, really the alternative is worse. So I think aging strong is a really powerful weapon to continue our journey. We have a saying on the website on Over 50 Fitness that, yeah, we're all living longer now due to medical advances, but what's the point of living longer if you don't have that strength to do so? So, with you,
And I,
yeah.
that's right. And I liked the point you made about the lady who was able to put her luggage up. I find that a lot of women don't associate strength training with their everyday life.
With
They look at
functional.
strength training, they look at strength training and they go, oh, okay, it's lifting heavy weights and trying to build your muscles up and this and that. They don't understand that having a strong body will help you in your daily tasks. Just bending down and picking up or lifting up your grandchildren or hanging out washing, all that range of motion, the strength that you have to carry your groceries. And I think that, you know, they shy away from the strength training because they don't quite understand what the benefits are.
And that's my, you know, that's one of my drives. I want to try and get a pair of dumbbells in every woman's hand around the world. And we need to really focus on the strength training aspect and building those muscles when we are over 50, because muscle waste is a real thing. So we actually start to lose our muscle mass in mid-30s, and it just starts to depreciate from there. So if we do not have that extra weight-bearing activities like strength training, as well as proper protein in our diet, we will waste away, and you will not be able to pick up your grandchildren. You will be frail out there walking, and you will be more susceptible to many diseases, osteoporosis being one of them. So it is probably in my mind, strength training is our fountain of youth. And if I could bottle up a strength training session and make it into a face cream, I would be a millionaire five times over. So it is a crucial activity, and it doesn't matter if you start in 50, 60, 70, or 80. We see the muscle growth, and in terms of functional fitness in your day-to-day living, no matter what age you start. Obviously, younger is going to be better, but if they've got the studies of 80-year-old strength training and performing, starting with body weight squats, pardon me, moving into weighted squats, and then their functional power to be able to get in and out of a chair increases but 150%. So these are really powerful numbers for what used to be in our society a frail population. So you don't
Yes.
have to.
Yeah. Well, I'll be 67 this year, and I look at my peers, and I do think that even though I said that some women are reluctant to get into strength training, I do think there's a lot more awareness of it now. Like 10 years ago, when I was in my 50s, there wasn't much talk about the strength training. These days, it's everywhere. So you can, the message is there that if you want to age well, you've got to incorporate that into your life, the strength training,
And
and
that's
as you
because
say,
they're finally doing the research with older
older
individuals,
people.
instead
That's
of
right.
college age men.
Yeah. And what I like is that I know from my generation, when we were younger, it was all about weight, how much you weighed, and living on lettuce leaves to try and lose weight. And then I look back, of photos of my younger self, and I think, oh my God, you weren't even overweight, and you had this mindset. And I noticed, I think it was on your website or somewhere, I read where you say you like to measure our progress by the size of our dumbbells rather than the number on the scale. So let's talk a little bit about that, because really a lot of people now are saying, look, forget the scale. It's because it plays with your mind too much.
It does, and it creates body image issues. And I think, you said that when you were younger, that's what you focused on. I think that's what every younger person, and even to this date, sadly, they are focused on. But if we can shift that outlook to dumbbells, and again, it comes because, and that saying resonates with people over 50 because we're wiser and we kind of recognize that the scale, it's not to be tied, we shouldn't be tied down to a scale. So we have a thing on Over 50 Fitness that we post on our private Facebook group about non-scale victories. So what's your non-scale victory? And it can range from, being able to pick up the grandchildren, to beating their partner in pickleball, to saying no to the gentleman, as I mentioned earlier, who asked if you needed help putting your carry-on up in the upper part of the plane. So if we can focus on, and many women, unfortunately, too, are kind of afraid of lifting heavy dumbbells. So as a trainer, any good trainer is going to recommend what we call progressive overload. So if you're brand new to me, I'm not going to give you a barbell and ask you to squat. But if we start with body weight squats and then a couple of weeks later add one dumbbell and then two dumbbells, your body is going to adapt to these changes, which is amazing. However, if we continue lifting that same weight, our body has adapted and we'll stop seeing growth. So this is fabulous if, for instance, you want to play pickleball. You're going to go and practice the heck out of pickleball so that you become very efficient at that movement. And when you become efficient at pickleball, golf, by all that practice, you are turning off less muscles. And that turn, you're also turning off less calories that you're burning. We want the opposite when it comes to your strength training session. We want to progressively keep increasing the intensity, whether it be load or maybe slowing you down, so that we do keep firing up all of those muscle spindles and we keep seeing change. So many women feel that if they start to lift too heavy, they're going to get bulky. I think the industry is doing a good job at dispelling that myth that we just don't have the hormone testosterone in that great of amounts to be able to build these huge muscles. I'm able to squat my body weight, so 140 pounds I can squat now. I couldn't do that in my 30s, and it's been progressive overload, and I still fit in a size 6 pant. So We don't have that ability to build the big muscle, but what we will have that ability as we grow in our dumbbells is better functional fitness.
And you actually just covered the answer to the question I was going to ask you about how do you know when it's time to go to the next weight
That's a,
or the
yeah.
progression?
So that's a really common question we get. So usually what I tell someone is, first, document your workouts. I don't know about you, but my memory isn't that great. So I like to document what weight I'm using. So if you're using the same weight squat pattern, and after a couple of weeks, you notice you're at the same weight, and you could still do more reps after, say maybe you're doing a 12 rep set and you're at rep 8 and then 12, and you could still maybe do 2 to 5 more, then yeah, we need to do a next set of dumbbells. It's usually recommended about a 5% increase. The other thing you can do too, because unfortunately, as you get heavier in weight and training at home, there are a couple of things that are going to hinder that is for women, it's our grip strength. And we hear that quite a lot on over 50 fitness because some of these women are lifting 30, 35 pounds, but you get heavier. And if you're small framed, those are really hard to hold on to. So what we can play around with then is what we call tempo or time under tension. So now I can slow. So if I had you squat, so I'd say, okay, squat down. Now hold it, the bottom part for 3, 2, 1. Now come on up for 4, 3. So we played around with the tempo. And we haven't changed your weight, but we've dramatically increased the intensity in that exercise. So the muscles will respond that way. And again, if you're working out at home or if you're smaller framed and can't hold on to big dumbbells, you don't need those big dumbbells.
And I suppose that's an answer for those who do work out at home because they don't necessarily have the range of equipment that you would find at the
No.
gym. They wouldn't have, a full range of weights and so forth. So being able to utilize what you do have and still get the benefits and increase, as you say, it's the tempo that you might look at rather than the reps and that sort of thing. I think that's important then to perhaps, some people think, oh, well, I can just watch a video or I can just, do it myself. But I do think there is still the place for a personal trainer or, the physical, going to a physical place or an online place where you have a one-on-one or maybe a small group, because that trainer is able to give you all the insights that you're giving us today, until you become,
A good online,
experienced at it.
If you are, I agree with that, but a good online trainer will be able to coach you too. There are many comments we'll receive where it's like, PJ, are you able to see me through my screen? And it's just by, working with people, I know where their sticking points are in the last 30 years. But those that have just started out, oh, it's a huge value. If you can even book one session with a personal trainer to learn the basic movement patterns, your squat, your hinge, your lunge, your row, your press, that is amazing information that then you just need to keep practicing so that your muscles, so we've got a thing called muscle memory, and you can, as you know, easily move into online, working out at your on your own. Without as high a risk of injury.
And that's the other thing, knowing the correct technique. And as you say, if you've got a good trainer online, they will be, telling you the correct technique to do things, because if you don't, you do run the risk of injury. So you don't just go off and say, oh, I'm going to start doing weight training and I'm going to do 10 kilo lifts and all of that without knowing how to do things technically correct. And I think that that's another benefit. So with your online, do you actually do live online training or are they recorded videos? How do you do
So
your online training?
they're pre-recorded. So it's very similar to any other fitness platform out there. Center, Chris Hemsworth, that's big in Australia, Peloton, except our workouts are more geared towards the over 50. We don't pander, though. That was the issue I had when we were in the pandemic. I joined a few online sites myself just to do spice up my own workouts, and I found two different camps for the over 50 person. The first was this beautiful 20-year-old, not to say anything about beautiful 20-year-olds, but teaching me bicep curls with a little pair of pink dumbbells seated. Or the other was this macho dude doing burpees as a warm up. And I was like, okay, I'm pretty fit. I know that I shouldn't be doing this as a warm up. So I thought there's got to be something to bridge the gap. So that's what we do. They are functional. They are hard workouts. We have a ton of 40-year-olds on the platform, but we offer a lot of alternatives. We know that there are a lot of sticking points being knees, low back, and shoulders, and wrists too, for many people as we age. So we've got alternative screen and alternative workouts. With that, we also recognize that there's more to than just strength. So we've got a bar, bar X workouts, Pilates, yoga, mind body, Qigong, meditation. And then we brought in a pharmacist to do health talks that you can watch at your own leisure about various over 50 issues. And now then we brought in to a holistic nutritionist because we feel that we need to fuel our bodies for success. We're not looking to lose weight. We're not looking to necessarily give diets. What we want our people and our subscribers to do is to fuel for success. Many of them, if they haven't previously, will lose weight with this, with these recipes, but we want them fueled. So we've got her on doing talks as well as monthly recipes. And then in June, we'll be releasing a full prehab series. So that's with a physiotherapist coming in and having a whole, we've got a whole series for shoulders, knees, hips, ankles to help prehab the joint. Or if you happen to do have an injury in that joint, how do you then merge your rehab to our regular workouts on our platform? So it's, guess easy to say would be it's a wellness platform, and people enjoy the variety as well as the workout calendars. We haven't really touched upon variety of workouts, but it's crucial. I find that most people that do online workouts, they choose their workouts because of two things. First thing is the title of the workout. Now, just if you're unfamiliar with YouTube and you're listening to this, as somebody who's been a YouTube creator for 7 years, YouTube has keywords, which we'll always try to hit to try and get the most audience. So your title might be a little deceiving. It might not actually hit the area that that title of the workout is specifying. The second concern that, or second thing that a lot of people choose their workouts is based on the timestamp. Oh, 30 minutes, perfect. I'm going to do that. Well, we can actually, maybe you could get a better workout in 20 minutes, or maybe we need a 45-minute workout because you're arthritic and we need a 10-minute warm-up, not the, 3-minute workout that, or 3-minute warm-up that many workout videos do, as well as a longer stretch. So we have pre-programmed workout calendars every month, and that's where the subscribers on the platform see a ton of success because now they're following almost like if I was their personal trainer and recommending what workouts they need to do each week. It also takes the guesswork out, right? Nobody wants to
Yeah,
just
and
roll.
I like the calendar idea because it's you've got to have the consistency there in moving your body, whichever whatever you're doing. And I think that sometimes people think, oh, well, how much strength training should I be doing? And what about yoga or what about Pilates or what about walking or running or whatever? And having that calendar, as you say, it takes the guesswork out and it does keep that variety there. So that keeps you a bit more interested in keeping on going because you will start seeing results.
And if you already aren't that motivated to exercise, it's only going to take you a couple of weeks of you trying to scroll through looking for the perfect workout for you to say, oh, screw it. Right? So
That's right.
here we've taken we and also decision fatigue too. That's a real thing. So let's just get all those decisions out and let us do it for you, because again, this is something that we've been doing for 30 years. So yeah, that's where I think the the magic happens on our platform is with that calendar, and then added in with Kirsten's amazing recipes that she shares.
Yeah, and I think the calendar for those of us, like I'm a list girl, or I'm fairly driven
Yes.
and goal-oriented, so I do like to tick off when I've
Oh
done my
gosh.
workout and things like that. And I
Yeah.
think that, I see that sometimes if I'm scrolling through Facebook or whatever, and someone's put up, oh, this is my calendar for the month, and you've seen all the ticks and whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that gives you the sense that you're making progress, that it's a sense of satisfaction, and you're proving to yourself that you can do these things.
Yep. That's another thing we hear a lot is that the strength training helps prove that they can do hard things, and that translates to their real life. We just got an email actually today about that, and that is so satisfying. And again, that is, I think, an older person's perspective. I don't think a 30-year-old would ever think, oh, wow, I can do hard things now that I, but as we go get older, we gain more appreciation for these things. And again, this is, I just, yeah, I'm glad I'm in my 50s and launched Over 50 Fitness. I think it's a golden age. I can't wait to get to my 60s. I've always said I will continue my YouTube channel well into my 80s. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I think that the other thing is it when you're saying about the strength means you can do it, proves you can do hard things, it builds your self-confidence as
You
well,
bet.
and your confidence, because a lot of people will probably think, oh, I'm not strong enough to do that, or what if I hurt myself, or I've got arthritis or rheumatism or any of the aging things that we get. You've mentioned, I think, a good point there, which about the longer, you look at a 40-minute session, and people might, or 45, and people might go, oh no, I can't manage that. But what you're doing and saying is you're doing a longer warm up and a longer stretch at the end, which are both beneficial. And I think that's great, because you're right, a lot of the workouts don't have too much of a if they're short, they don't have too much of a
Because you don't have time.
no, that's right,
Yeah.
that's right.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good point. So the other thing that I wanted to raise is that you said too about there's always an alternate way to do things, and a good trainer or good company
Coach.
like yours, coach, will have that at hand too. So there's no excuse really, is there?
There isn't. So if we can get them in workouts where they feel successful with these, tiny wins that I mentioned, that's just going to snowball. And we've got that beginner, and all of a sudden now, a year later, she's lifting, she's moved herself out of the osteopenia range, she's doing more than her husband can do. Yeah, and now she's singing from the rooftops to all her friends. So we've seen it over and over and over again. And it's super cool what we can achieve now as we get older. I think of my mom and dad when they were in their 50s, and they were so old. But no, I think that there are many of us, heck, I was 52 and I launched an app. So we you've got a podcast into your 60s, so we can reinvent ourselves, and if we stay
Oh,
healthy, keep
that's
going.
right. Well, like I find that I'm actually probably even more confident in my 60s than I was in my 50s, and I thought that I was pretty grew then. But in my 60s I started my podcast. I actually trained to be a personal trainer and group fitness instructor. Yet in my late 50s, when I tried to do that, they said to me, oh, perhaps you're a bit too old to be doing that. I accepted it. Whereas then in my 60s, I thought, no, I'm going to do this. So I did that at 63 and 64. And I know that running isn't for everyone, but I was still, I ran my first marathon at 55, having never run till I was 50. And then I ran three in my 60s. Now I probably don't have any more in me now, but it, you can do things and you can achieve, and life doesn't stop at 60. Let me tell you, it can just keep getting better.
And it circles back to the strength training for confidence as well. I know that as we get older, many women feel that, and society unfortunately does do this. We're not as seen as we used to be, right? But if you've got the confidence, which you clearly exude, then you will be noticed. Life is not going to forget you. And one way we can do that, you can take control of that, is through lifting weights. It sounds silly, building a bicep is going to do this, but it does. And I've seen it tens of thousands of times with women through the 30 years. So it's it is cool. We can now pivot in any time in our lives to do what we've always wanted to do. And it's unfortunately somebody said to you that you were too old to become a fitness instructor, because I actually ran an ad here in Vancouver and said, if you're under 40, there's no need to apply because I don't want. So I'm the opposite over here.
Well, I sort of, must have grown in confidence because I thought, no, I'm not going to take no for an answer now. But I do think that with the strength training, you say it builds confidence, and it does, because you're stronger in your body. And I think if you're holding yourself, your posture improves, you feel strong in the body. So that's really got to translate to strong mind as well, and the ability to think, well, yeah, I'm feeling great, I can do things. And then that leads on to exploring other options in life as well. And I love seeing women in their 50s and 60s developing and taking risks in opportunities that come along, and not thinking, oh, I don't think I could ever do that. They're giving it a try, which I think maybe years ago we wouldn't have done that.
Agreed. I love reading about women that write their first novel at age 70, as opposed to reading about the top 10 under 20 or the top 10 under 25, those sort of things. Those are the, and we are starting to see more and more of that. So, but I just hope, your listeners, if they're not already strength training, I just please start strength training. If it's got to be a class, personal training session, just please get some dumbbells and start. Your body will eat that up and love it.
And obviously, I'll be putting all the links to your
Come
to
and join
you
us at Over
and your
50
online.
Fitness.
So do how important, like with your you've got a Facebook group as well, so I'm thinking that that sort of helps with the social connection for those working, and to help each other. Because you can build relationships online, and I think that having that group, I'm assuming it's an interactive one where people can sort of say, hey, I worked out today, or I'm struggling, or whatever. So how important is that, do you think, in the journey as well?
If you do Facebook, it's really important. We have a number of women that don't go on social media, but those that do, they really do encourage each other. There'll be a number of comments we see on a regular basis where I didn't feel like working out, and they'll be right there supporting them on their journey. Or I this happened, and they're there supporting. Somebody yesterday, unfortunately, was diagnosed with breast cancer, so there were a number of women that have been through the process. So now that's turned into that post, sort of a support group for cancer. I think that social media, when done correctly, is a beautiful place to create a community. We are so fortunate. Again, I think it's because of the demographic over 50 that they are caring, thoughtful, kind. Most of them are women, similar to you. Most of our demographic are women that support each other. There's no snideness, there's just love and support. And it can help you on that journey. And I myself have created some of my closest friends through our online communities. So one of them is who now works for us. She's our brand manager, and she's in Australia. She joined the app. and was so active on our Facebook page. And I knew I wanted somebody in their 50s or 60s to be my community manager. And so we reached out to her. And now she came to Canada last year and stayed with us. And there's another couple that we travel with on a regular basis that I would have never met if I wasn't on online, if we didn't have online communities. So if you're open to it, it can be a really beautiful place and space to meet people.
And I think, like if it's a well-run group, you were saying about how the comment everyone's so supportive of each other. If there are any negative or, not so nice comments, you can sort of take control of that
Oh,
as
they're
the,
deleted.
you know, and they're deleted. So you can keep it a safe environment and a safe
But it
place for
you
people.
can, but it's funny on the paid group. So this is only for people that are part of our membership. We've never had any issues. We've actually never
No.
deleted. But YouTube, where I offer free workouts, yeah, we've had to delete people because it's quite funny. The mentality free versus when you pay for something and the quality of the person
I was just going to
is quite
say that I
different.
think, I think when people make that commitment to make a subscription and subscribe and pay, you're really serious about wanting to, in this case, you're serious about making investment in your health and well-being. And so it is a different mindset from someone who's just trying out all the freebies and not really making that next step. It is a different thing. So, I've really enjoyed chatting with you today, PJ, and we're coming towards the end of our conversation. I have a question which I ask all of my guests, but before that, is there any other message that you want to get out there to the listeners today? What's something they can start with today to help them get going?
Walking. If you're not already, walking. The power of walking is so underrated. So if I can get you walking, and then from there, pretty soon you're going to want to try something a little bit more. So maybe that's body weight squats, and then from there into strength training.
Okay, so the walking is an interesting one because, that's a brisk walk or how,
If
or
you're
just
just
getting
starting
out.
out, yeah, if you're just starting out, I don't care. I
It's
just want you
the
to get out there, yeah, and create
getting
a
the.
habit of doing it. And then from there, I wouldn't worry too much about speed. It would be more
No.
of time of day when you're going to walk. So I would want you then walking after dinner so that we can bring the blood sugar levels down. And most people tend to snack more after dinner, which isn't great for our waistlines or our health. So that would take them away from the snacking. And then from there, we would talk about perhaps speed or even add it. I've got an osteoporosis group and we get them to wear weighted vests so that they can continue to work their bone health while out walking. And then, yeah, sure enough, before you know it, it's going to snowball. And guess what? You're going to be doing clean and snatches and thrusters and Renegade Rows.
Oh, wow. Sounding very professional there. No, well, that's great. So everyone listening, we've all got to start walking today, and it is lovely to get out
Yeah,
into the
you're in
fresh.
Australia. I'm in Canada, so it's not quite
Not
so
quite
nice
so.
here.
Well, I have to say, I live in Queensland, and and probably Australia-wide, it has been the hottest and most humid summer
That's
that
what I
we have
heard.
had, and it's I think we've just broke the record. We've had 60 odd days in a row overnight of temperatures in their 20s,
Oh,
which is
gosh.
Celsius, and it's just been so uncomfortable. And the heat can be draining when you're trying to get out. So that's another thing, getting out early in the morning before the heat of the day or late in the afternoon after the, towards sunset when the day's starting to cool down. So we've had a lot that we can take away from today. And the last question I want to ask you is, what does being a woman living well after 50 mean to you?
That I can do anything that I want.
Love it.
Period.
Yeah. Short, sweet, and very, very on point, because we can do anything we want if we're living well. That's a good.
It's my goal in the next 5 years to maybe become wear a bikini on a magazine or something, like Martha Stewart did with Sports Illustrated, right?
Well,
And
that's not a bad goal to have.
it's not a, and again, it's great that society is embracing us as we get older, and we just got to keep kicking the door so they're
And
not
I think
embracing
that,
that we're just part of it.
exactly. And the more that we do it, more that people like you have that goal and not afraid to get out there and do something. I think it was last year, I actually was asked, I was sent some lingerie, just bras and knickers or whatever, and they wanted me to just promote it on social media. And I thought, oh my God,
I love
here
it.
I am,
Did you do it?
66. Yes, I did. And my husband took the photos. And of course, I was so nervous and so self-conscious, but the positive reaction, and it wasn't to say, hey, I've got a great body, because no, I've got wrinkles and I'm, 66, I'm fairly fit, but it's just I'm not 20 anymore. And it was quite a liberating experience, really, because I thought, oh, I've just overcome another fear, the fear of, putting myself out there in these bras and knickers and whatever. And when I posted it to social media, I was thinking, oh my God, should I have done that? But the response was great. And that's what I really like, because most of us are so supportive of each other in what we want to do. We understand that it takes a bit to do that sort of thing and to put ourselves out there. So I just admire anyone that has that sort of goal. So I'll be looking for you in 5 years for that front cover.
Thank you, Sue.
Anyway, thanks so much for joining me today, PJ. It's been lovely to chat. As I said, I'll be sharing all the links and in the notes in the podcast and the blog post. And I'd encourage the listeners to take a look at your website and other offerings that you have and get on board.
Thank you. Yes, come and join us at Over 50 Fitness.
Okay, well, thanks for that, and you enjoy your evening, and I'm going into my day. So take care. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, it was great to chat to PJ Wren today about using age as our superpower, talking about the wisdom we have when we're older, the time we have to devote to keep ourselves fit and healthy, as well as enjoying other things in life, and the fact that we can start at any age. So I hope you've enjoyed the conversation today and that you'll share it with a friend who I know will benefit from our chat with PJ. That's it for another episode. So until next time, remember to live well, enjoy life, and most of all, be a woman living life your way. Bye for now.